Documentaries have developed a new mini-genre in the last few years, kids in competition. In Spellbound, it was a spelling bee. In First Position, it was ballet. Now it's chess in Brooklyn Castle. Critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Brooklyn Castle focuses on the chess team from IS 318, a public junior high school in the Williamsburg section of Brooklyn, where more than 65% of the students come from homes with incomes below the federal poverty line. Yet, as the school's principal explains from the very beginning, nothing stood in this team's way.
It started with this little group of kids. We got a couple of boards, and they came in and started playing, and we decided that we would take a try going to the Nationals because it would be a great experience for the children from 318 to travel to another state to enter in a chess competition. And we won. Then you win again. This goes on for 10 years. We're still winning.
What makes Brooklyn Castle stand out is the way it focuses more on the children than the chess. So we meet confident Nigerian-American Pobo, youthful prodigy Justice, who has to learn how to lose, and serious Alexis, who worries about passing a high school entrance exam. And we also follow recent IS 318 graduate Rochelle, who has a real chance to become the first female African-American chess master. We also meet the dedicated IS 318 coaching staff, especially passionate chess teacher Elizabeth Vickery.
Given that I can't see forever, all the possible continuations or all the way down into the sort of infinitely expanding realms of future continuations in chess, it's very hard to know what that best move is.
The students have to deal with more than personal problems and chess dilemmas. Massive budget cuts to schools threaten to cripple the team. The film demonstrates how much children can thrive if they work hard and are encouraged, and how much humble public schools can accomplish with their students if proper funding is not an issue. A movie about disadvantaged kids finding redemption through chess is going to be heartening, but Brooklyn Castle puts you deep inside their lives in a way you won't soon forget.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.